Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Gallagher. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Ruse. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jerry Ruse. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger bunts towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Gallagher moves to second. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gallagher scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Wynn moves to third. Watson moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to home to get Wynn. Watson moves to third. May moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monday moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monday scores. Beckert scores. Santo moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. Cardenal scores. Hickman moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Jim Rea now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rea strikes out. Two outs. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Monday is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-0 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman juggles the ball. That's an error on Hickman. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a line drive towards third. Rader reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hundley. The throw from Edwards and he is out, Metzger applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Rochel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochel strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Jim Ray. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Helms moves to second. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallagher strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochel fields it and throws to first for the out. Helms moves to third. Stewart moves to second. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cecil Upshaw now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Jose Cardinal. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Gene Heiser now playing right field. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hundley bunts towards the mound. Upshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Hickman moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hickman scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Rick Rochel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rochel bunts towards the mound. Upshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee pinch hits for Cecil Upshaw. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive towards the mound. Rochel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim York now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleo James pinch runs for Billy Williams. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes James. The throw from Edwards and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0 for 1 in the game. Heiser takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Cleo James now playing left field. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hundley hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 2 in the game. Rochelle bunts towards the mound. Gladding fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Monday is walked intentionally. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Monday moves to second. It's 7-1, Cubs. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.